we are. No, we're up to the top of the page. Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel. We are up to Amar Mar, second line from the top, at the end of the line. Amar Mar. Yeah. So we learned yesterday, Yachal Yehadrenu B'Mamon. So we talked about honoring the elderly person. So the question was, when it said Hadarta Pnei Zaken, we thought that maybe that means you should give him some money. Talmud Lomar Takum V'Hadarta. So it says there, the pasuk is V'Pnei Seva Takum V'Hadarta Pnei Zaken. So it puts Takum and V'Hadarta together. Takum means to stand up for him. Hadarta means to give him honor. Ma Kima Shem V'Chisarin Kis. Just like standing up doesn't cost you anything. So what sort of honor are we talking about where it doesn't cost you anything? Fred the Gemara, who says that standing up doesn't cost you anything? Is it a blanket statement that standing up never costs you any money? Isn't it that we're talking as well, let's say he was busy cutting diamonds. Let's say he's a diamond guy. Is it a what?
The Yiddish word for a diamond cutter.
Okay. He's a diamond guy, diamond stingo, whatever you said. And therefore, if you stop him from working while he's busy standing up for you, he's going to cost him money.
It's a very...
Yeah? And ad during the meantime, the koyim ikame, where he stands up to honor this elderly fellow, a bottle of malachti. And he stops doing work, so it costs him money. He's not laying out money, but he's... Lost income. Time is money. So therefore, maybe it is all money. Ella, so the Gemara says, yeah, we can't just stay comparing Hidur to standing up. But we have to first work the other way around. First, Akish Kim Ola Hidur. First of all, to understand what's the parameters of when he has to stand up, we compare it to Hidur, which is giving honor. Ma Hidur She'en Bo Bitul. Just like honor. What does it mean when you honor somebody? It doesn't imply that you waste your time. It means you show him respect. Showing respect doesn't take up any time. You give him covered, yeah. So therefore, the assumption is that Hidur does not involve giving up your time. It's Afkima She'en Bo Bitul. So therefore, standing up also doesn't involve giving up your time. And there's no debate about that assumption. No? We accept that assumption that Hidur means that not giving up your time. So therefore, standing up also means we're not giving up any time. As if you're standing up without giving up any time, you ain't giving up any money either.
But when he's a Nokia Margolius.
But he's not giving up. He only has to stand up if he's not giving up any time. Otherwise, he doesn't have to. Right? So therefore, Akish, now that we've established that you only have to stand up for the Zakein if it's not costing you time, if you wouldn't be losing out any time anyway, is therefore now we can compare back Akishnami Hidu Likim. Now we can compare back for Hadar to Pnei Zakein back to the Tokub. Ma Kimo Shein Bukhisarin Kis, just like standing up, if there's no time involved, doesn't cost you any money, is Af Hidu Shein Bukhisarin Kis. So therefore, in general, the honoring of the Zakein does not require you to spend any money on it. You give him honor by honoring him. Yeah, but you can give him an aliyah. You can do nice things to him and show him respect, but you don't have to lay out any money for it. Mikan Omru, and from here we learned that Ein Bale Umnius Rashoyin Lama Ibnetam and Chachamim, that the workers... Yeah, professional workers are not allowed to stand up for a Talmud Chacham who walks past b'shasha iskim imalaktam while they're busy. That means they're working for an employer. Yeah, so they can't take a smoko on the boss's cheshbin that they're going to stop working and respect the Chacham, even a Talmud Chacham, because it has to be only when there's no wasting time and there's no loss of money. Otherwise. Stay on the job.
The famous mice in I think from Sechta Tainis, when the Chazal sent messengers to Abba Chilkia.
And he was in the field.
He was working on the boss's time.
He didn't even talk to them. That's right. Yeah. Fred the Gemara Veloy. Workers don't have to stop themselves and stand up for the elderly. But we learned in a Mishnah. Call Bale Umnius. This is a Mishnah in Bikurim. So the deal was, when they used to bring the Bikurim, the first fruits were brought up to Yerushalayim. So the farmers would first pick the first fruit off the tree, and then they would gather in the closest town, and then they would all march up together to Yerushalayim, a whole procession, and they would pass through different towns on the way to Yerushalayim with their fruit adorned in nice baskets. They made a whole, it was a whole carnival. A whole like a parade, yeah. So therefore, says the Mishnah, Kol Balayumnis, as they proceeded through the city, all of the workers stood up before them, and they asked, how you going? And they said to them, our brothers, the people of such and such city, wherever they came from, come in peace, good on you, welcome. So therefore we see that they do mevatel their work to stand up. So we assume that the question is that we assume it's the same thing. Just like they mevatel their work to stand up for the Bikurim bringers, they should be mevatel their work to stand up for the Talmidei Chachamim. It's Amar Rabbi Yochanan, not Mipneihem Oimdim. It's that they stand up for the Bikurim bringers. Talmidei Chachamim Ein Oimdim, but not for Talmidei Chachamim. So why is it that Bikurim bringers are different? So the Gemara doesn't. He said,
Rabbi Yochanan can't bring a raya from there.
Yeah, but Rabbi Yochanan says that Bikurim bringers are different.
He doesn't give a reason.
We're going to say in a second. But that means, for some reason, Bikurim bringers are more likely for you to stand up for than Talmidei Chachamim.
Is it more likely that he's matir on the bus?
Well, he says you do. Yeah. You do. And he says it bepashtus. Yeah, that's the pshat. So what's going on here? So first of Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Abin. Rabbi Yosi bar Abin says, Boyu re'ei kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Come and see how great is a mitzvah in its time. Because Bikurim was a particular time. So it's the season of the, like you said, like Bema parade. It's parade season, yeah? So how good is it when it's the day, Shereim Yipdei Amayimdim, people who are doing the mitzvah on the time, when it's
the harvest of the fruit.
When it's the Bikurim time, when it's Bikurim time, people do stop doing work to honor them. And Ibn Eitzel Min Chachamim Ein Doimdim. But they don't for Talmidei Chachamim. So therefore he gives a logic. Why is it that they stood up for the Bikurim guys and not for the Talmidei Chachamim? Because they have, this is their time. Everybody's got their day, yeah? This is the day. Freddy Gemara, maybe that's not the reason. Vidilma, maybe the reason is Shiny Hassam, that it's not because of a mitzvah b'shaita. Well, why is it that they stood up for the Bikurim givers and not the Talmidei Chachamim? If you don't show them any welcome and any respect, they won't come next time. Yeah, they'll come through the city and everybody
no one greets them.
Everyone ignores them and says, oh, who are you?
They honk at them with the red lights, get out of the way.
Get out of the way. So therefore they won't come next time. They'll say, what do I need this for? Well, the reason why we make this whole honor and this whole parade and this whole thing is to encourage them to keep doing it next time. If you don't give them any, if you don't pay any attention to them, next time they'll say, I couldn't be bothered schlepping up to Yerushalayim, and that'll be it. So that's, he says, maybe that's the reason. Anyway, I'll call upon him, whatever the reason is, they did honor the Bikurim bringers, and they didn't, the workers did not take off time from work to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Okay, now, further in the topic of standing up for a Zakin. Omar Mar, we said yesterday, we said the Havamina was you always have to stand up, even if you're on the Dani or if you're in the Beis HaMerchatz. Yeah, which wouldn't be very respectable anyhow. So we said no, because it's only if it's Hidur, it's a nice standing up where it shows niceness. Standing up in those circumstances is not showing any niceness. Fred the Gemara Valoy, is it true that he doesn't stand up for somebody in the Merchatz? Have a Yosef Bei Maschusa, Rab Chia was sitting in the mikveh, the Chalifi also Rab Shimon Bar Rebbe, Rab Shimon Bar Rebbe walked by, v'loi kamikame, and he didn't stand up, v'ikbid, and Rab Shimon got angry, v'asa amale lavu, and he went and dubbed him in to his father, Rebbe, and he told him, Shnei Chumshim Shanisalai B'Sefer Tilim, I taught him 2/5 of Tilim. You know, Tilim is divided into the 5 Svarim. He says, I taught him 2 of the Svarim. And as Rashi says, not just translation, I taught him all the Midrashim on 2 whole things. I taught him a lot of stuff. I taught him 2 whole Chalokim of the Tilim. And he didn't stand up for me. Now I'm Bruges. It was a mikveh. It was the mikveh. Yeah. So that was story number one. Vesu, and another story, it was Bar Kapora.
I'll tell you the outcome.
1 minute, we're not finished yet. One was Bar Kapora. The army led up Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi. Some say it wasn't Bar Kapora, but it was Shmuel bar Yossi.
Because their names sound very similar.
That's why they mixed them up. Have a Yosef be Maschusa. He was sitting in the mikveh. And all the Oz of Shimba Rabbi. I think Shimba Rabbi spent a lot of time walking past.
He was the one who got faribles.
He kept walking past the mikveh to see if people would stand up for him. But like Kami Kamei and Bar Kapora, the other of Shmuel bar Yossi also didn't stand up. Like Kamal is Zami Menu. The Ikbir, and he got Bregus again. He didn't. Wasn't happy the first time. The Yasa, what are you doing to get Bregus? He went and dobbed him in again to his father. And he told him, Reb Shimon's father, Rebbe. Yeah? And he told him, two-thirds of a third, also known as two-ninths, of Teres Kenim. Teres Kenim is the Brises, the Midrashim on Sefer Vayikra. So I taught him all this stuff, but I only upon it, he didn't stand up for me. So he went and he complained. So there's two stories, and in both cases, Reb Shimon went to complain to his father that I taught these people stuff and they don't stand up when I walk past. So Rebbe told him, what happened? You lost the Gemara.
Yeah.
You got to put it away down here with ours in the morning, and then it'll be there next day. What about up here, maybe? No?
Rabbeinu
Scroll? Nothing up there? He's getting it.
Keep scrolling.
I have to keep going. And he says to him, so Rebbe said to him, calm down, son. Shema behen Yeshiv Mahara. Maybe they were so busy sitting and thinking about the stuff that you taught them that they didn't notice you walk past. Don't take it as an insult. On the contrary, you taught them such wonderful stuff. They were so busy contemplating what you had taught them, and they didn't even notice you walking past. Yeah. So what does that tell you? What does Rebbe's answer tell you? That timer, the reason why they didn't have to stand up and there was no reason to be angry was the Behen Yeshiv Mahara, because they were sitting and thinking the stuff and they were contemplating and they didn't notice him walk past. Halav hachi. That means if not so, if they were just sitting thinking about the footy or whatever and they saw him and they did notice him walk past, loy, they would not be entitled to not stand. They would not
remain seated.
They would not stand up, and they would have to get up. So what are you telling me, that in the mikveh you don't stand up for someone? And for the Gemara, loy kasha. There's two types of place in the mikveh. Ha bebotik avoy. There's the inner sanctum in the mikveh, where everybody is standing in their glory, etc. Aha, bebotik broy. And then there's the outer room in the mikveh, where people have their... the antechamber, where people have their clothes on, and therefore it's different. So when it's respectful, when they're in the outer room of the mikveh, people are dressed... So therefore, it's respectful to stand up for somebody. In the inner chamber, when everybody's not so well dressed. That's what, stand up in the outer chamber. Don't. That's a good rule.
Same with you guys.
Sure.
Like a shot. Was I going to say, so we never resolved whether these people were in the inner or the outer chamber when he walked past?
No, he says that's why they would have stood up. It must have been in the outer chamber. Yeah. And then the Gemara says, Achinam Mistavra. It actually makes more sense to say that they were in the outer chamber.
Is therefore he got
what? No, that's why they were thinking the Vitoira. You're allowed to think Divrei Torah anywhere, chutz beis hamerchatz and beis hakisa, except when you're in the mikveh, other in the dani. You're not allowed to think Divrei Torah there. So therefore, so what do you mean? They were Yeshiva Baharer. So it's logical. That's not just a stam we made up an answer. It's logical that we're talking about the outer room, and that A, that's why they were thinking Divrei Torah, and B, that's why they should have stood up if they hadn't been thinking Divrei Torah. So the Gemara says no. That Dilma, that Hachanam Istavra doesn't prove anything, because Dilma La Ointe Shani, even though you're not supposed to think Divrei Torah in the mikveh, but sometimes you can't help it because you were just learning beforehand. And you're such a big Talmud Chacham that you think Divrei Torah all day long, so you can't get it out of your head. So therefore, they might have been thinking about it, even though they wouldn't want to. And not think of a Torah. Did he go to the mikveh? We don't know about that. Maybe it was Yamukhi in the mikveh. Okay, we're up to these two dots over here. Yeah? Yochel, yeah. Okay. So now, going back to what we said yesterday, we're talking about standing up when an elderly person or a Talmud Chacham walks past, you're supposed to stand up. So the we learned yesterday, Yochel Yatzimein of Kamisha Le'ra'o. We thought, so you might think it's okay to close your eyes and pretend you didn't see him, and then you don't have to stand up. Fred, the Gemara, what do you mean you might think it's okay to close your eyes and pretend you didn't see him? Otto Bereshi, asking on your third. We're talking about Rishoyim, about wicked people. What, to pretend? You have a mitzvah to stand up. So what are you going to do? You're going to go, close your eyes, I can't see him, and I don't have to do the mitzvah. What sort of thing is that? Why would you think that that's okay? Ella, he says, no. Yochel, what it means is that you always keep your eyes closed. Yochel yatzimena mekamed limtiz ma'chayuvah. When you already saw him, of course you can't close your eyes and pretend that you didn't. But maybe you would think that I can sit there and close my eyes before I see him, so that I won't have to see him when he comes. And then I didn't dafka close my eyes when I should have stood up. I just I'll keep my eyes closed so that I won't have to see him when he comes. And then when the time of chiyuv comes, i.e. when he's in within range, when he's in range, then I won't see him, that I should have to stand up for him. So you might think that that's okay, just to always keep your eyes closed, so you shouldn't have to see any people to stand up for. So the pasuk then continues, v'yareisa me'lekecha, that whenever it says v'yareisa me'lekecha, you fear Hashem, that means it's what I was thinking. Only Hashem knows what you're thinking. Yeah, so Hashem knows that you're deliberately trying to get out of doing the mitzvah. So don't, you can pretend all you like, or whatever, but you can't fool the boss. So therefore, you have to, don't do that. Okay. Says the Gemara, Vaita Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Ezu Kima Sheyesh Behidur. When is it that you stand up for somebody, and that's nice, that's actually showing covered? The appropriate time is when a person comes within your four amos. If it's too far away, then you won't recognize that you're standing up for him. Someone walks in that door, and you stand up over here, people won't realize what you're doing. And if you let him get closer than that, that means you didn't stand up as soon as you when he came there. So the right distance is four amos. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Lo yamorn ela barabai she'enei muvuk. This is talking just about a general person who may have taught him something, but he's not his main teacher. Abu barabai muvuk, but if it's his main teacher who taught him most of what he knows, maloy einov. As soon as you see him, is the time to stand up. Literally the full vision, full distance of when you can see him. Abaye, Michihava Chazile, Le'idne de Chamra de Rabbi Yosef. And Abaye, when he would see the ear of the donkey of Rabbi Yosef was his teacher, and he would see the donkey coming, he didn't even see Rabbi Yosef yet, he just saw the ears of the donkey, the Asi, they was coming, have a koim, he would already stand up. I'm not sure exactly what the angle was that he could see the ear of the donkey before he saw Rabbi Yosef himself, but maybe because the head of the donkey was going more forward, so he could see the head of the donkey first. As soon as he saw it, he'd stand up already. Abaya have a rochiv chamra. Then there was a Abaya who also rode a donkey. He was riding a donkey, but kamaski aguda did a har sagi, and he was riding along the banks of the river Sagi, as you do. And Yosef Rav Misharshi v'Rabbanan be'idach kisa. On the other side of the river was Rav Misharshi and all the other rabbis. And they saw him riding along on the other side of the river. The like, come, we come in. They didn't stand up because he was on the other side of the river. They thought, what's this business standing up? Ezam Elohu said to them, Alav Rav Muvuk ano? Aren't I the Rav Muvuk? If I would be just a normal Talmud Chacham, so I'm not within your Dalai Lamas, you don't have to stand up. But I am your Rav, who teaches you everything. You should stand up as soon as you see me, and you can see me across the river. As Amalei, they answered him, Lava Daitin. You're right, we just didn't notice you. It wasn't, we weren't trying to offend you, we just didn't notice you. Lava Daitin.
He wants to teach them everything, including correct behavior.
It's a cover of the Torah.
He wants to teach them the correct behavior. He's not saying stand up for me. He's saying you should know that in this circumstance you have to stand up.
Yeah, I agree more with Yirmi's Pirush. Because we said yesterday that it's his Torah. Remember, Rav Shemachal HaKvodeh Kvodeh Machal, because it is his Torah. But he has to teach them. This is the way you have to fear. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Minayin Lezokin Shleya Triach. How do we know that a Zokin shouldn't bother people because people have to stand up when he walks past? So he should go out of his way to not walk past and make people stand up. Talmud Lomer Zokin V'Yareisa. That means the Zokin himself should have Yiras Shemayim and act in a way that doesn't put people out of inconvenience people. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Naktino, we take as a given the im makiv chai, that if he goes around, how do you do it? So that means if the chacham has to come through, instead of walking past and making everyone stand up, he goes around the back so no one sees him. Chai, then he lives long. That's a good way for a chacham to get long life. Abaye makiv, so this proves that Abaye wasn't just an egomaniac. Like when he was riding on the river and they saw him, he told him to stand up. But in general, Abaye would go out of his way to go out the back street so they wouldn't see him. He didn't want to make everyone stand up. And Rab Zeira also would go around the back way. Ravina have Yosef kamed Rabbi Yirmiyahu Medifti. Ravina was sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Medifti. Chalaf ahu gavra kameh v'le michsi resh. A guy walked in front of him, and he didn't have on a yarmulke. His head wasn't covered. Omar, he said, "Kama chotzif hagavra." Look how chutzpahdik. He walks past the rabbi without a head covering. What sort of a chutzpah is that? Doesn't he see that we're a great rabbi sitting here? There's Omar lay. So Rav Yirmiyahu told him, "Dilma mi masa mechaseninu." Maybe they come from masa mechasio to gisibar rabbanon. They're full of rabbis. And therefore, for them, seeing a great rabbi is no big deal. So therefore, that's why he didn't think anything of it, yeah?
So kisui roish is a form of cover to the chachamim?
Kisui, looks like it, yeah.
So the bichlal, he's saying, in Masa Machasya, they're used to going blazing cover.
Well, it all depends whether this means like a second covering.
Or a special type of
hat. Yeah, it's like, you know, Vayelech Moshe. Yeah, how do you know Moshe wore a yarmulke? Because it's Vayelech Moshe. Moshe went. Moshe went without a yarmulke, you think? Well, I don't know. So therefore, maybe when it says here Kisui Roish, it means everything. Yeah, so I'm not sure exactly.
It was before that there was a special covering for the chomim.
Yeah, Shlokish had his turban thing going on. Yeah, so what does it mean? Yeah, so maybe in those times they didn't cover their hairs all the time, but when they were in front of the rov, then they would cover their head. I mean, okay. Next two dots. Isi ben Yehuda. Remember, yesterday we learned that Isi ben Yehuda said, "Mipnei seva takum, afilu kol seva mashma." So he says that even an elderly person is lav dafke talmid chacham. You have to stand up. Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha kisi ben Yehuda. That is the halacha. Rabbi Yochanan have a koy mikame sabi darmoy. Rabbi Yochanan would even stand up in front of the Aramaic elderly people, even not Jewish. He would stand up for them. Omar, he said, "Kama haftaki adu alaya dahani." Look how much experience, how many events have passed these people. These people have seen a lot. They've seen miracles. Rashi says they have experience. They know a lot, even though they're not Jewish. So he stood up for them. He had respect for them. Rava make him loikoy. Rava wouldn't stand up for them, but he would still show them some respect. Abaya yohi v'yodol sabi. Abaya would give his hand to the elderly people to lean on him to walk. Rava wouldn't do that, but Meshadah Shlucha, he would send his servant to go and give them his hand that they should lean on him to walk. And Rav Nachman Meshadah Guzoy. Rav Nachman was the Chasna Ben Asiyah, so he had minions. He was the politician. He was a politician, and he had there his public servants, so nothing else to do. So he sent them to also to help the elderly walk and whatever. Omar, because he said, I can't do it myself because I'm a Talmud Chacham and it's covered at Torah. He loved Torah. Kama Nachman Barabi Kabishuk. If not for the Torah that I learned, there's lots of Nachmans around. That was Rabbi Yosef. He said he loved Hayoma. Kama Yosef Kabishuk. Yeah, he said Kama Nachman. He stole it from him.
Must be a common expression.
Yeah. If not for the Torah, there'd be lots of Nachmans. But it's because of the Torah. Therefore, it's not there. It's not covered for Torah for me to go and let them lean on me, and therefore I send my servant to do that. Amar Rab Eba Yamar Rab Yana, I turn the page. Ain't Talmud Chacham Rashoy Lama Rimnei Rabbi Ela Shachris V'Arvis. A Talmud Chacham should only stand up for his teacher twice a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon, once in the evening. Kedai Shaleya Hei Kvede Meruba Mikavet Shemayim. So it shouldn't be more than what he respects for Hashem, as Rashi says, and because for Hashem he's only Mekabel Shachris V'Arvis. As the Gemara says in Brachas, that when you say Shema, is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, and when does a person say Shema? Once in the morning, once in the evening, twice a day. So therefore, the respect for a person, you shouldn't make greater than the respect for the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So this is what Rabbi Eboy said. We'll ask a question on this. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Minayin Lezokin Shel Yatriach. We said before, a minute ago, that how do you know that the Zokin should not bother people by walking past to make them stand up? Talmud Lema Zokin V'Yoreisa. That means the Zokin Shel Yerushalayim. But one second, you just said that anyway you only have to stand up twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening. So if you walk back 50 times, there's no tircha because you don't have to stand up each time he walks. If you're telling me that he only stands up once in the morning and once in the evening, then so what do you mean you're not matriachim? You're not talking about during the day because there's no tircha. You must mean what? And even in the morning and the evening, why shouldn't you be matriachim? Chiyuvahu. It's to do it twice a day. That's the mitzvah of Adar Rizokin. Why shouldn't you be matriachim? Let them do it twice a day. Elalav. It must be kula yoma. It must be that you're wrong. It must be that it's not just in the morning and the evening. It must be that all day long, whenever you see the Rav, you have to stand up. And for the Gemara, loy. No, la'olam, I can tell you, shachris v'arvis bilvat. It's morning and evening. It's all you have to do. But afilu hachi, even though it's not such a big tircha to stand up twice a day, afilu hachi kama de'efshel eloi nitrach. It is still an Indian for the zokein, even those two times a day that he shouldn't walk past and make people stand up. Okay, Amar Abelazar, Kol Talmud Chacham She'ein Omer Ibnei Rabbi, any Talmud Chacham who does not stand up for his teacher, Nikra Rosha. He's called the wicked, Ve'ein Emarich Yomim, and he will not live long with Talmud and Mishtakach, and he'll forget all his learning. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, this is Kehelas, Ve'toiv Lo Yiel Rosha. Oh, an evil person will not have good. Nothing good will come out of being a Rasha. V'lo yarich yomim, and he won't have long days, long life. Katzel asher enenu, he'll be like a shadow which disappears, has no substance and disappears. Yorei milifnei holakim, he'll be afraid of Hashem. What do you mean he'll be afraid of Hashem? That's the last bit doesn't seem to fit into the pasuk. Says so. Therefore, he explains the belozer. May razoi with yardim and if they Hashem this fear any a day amahu. I don't understand what he's talking about. It's kishu aim of yoreisa me'alekecha. So when it says, if you compare the word fear that it says yoreim lifnei elikim in this pasuk, and it says v'yoreisam elikecha, to have fear of Hashem in the pasuk when it talks about standing up for the old person, is v'yoreisam elikecha harei meirezu kima. So therefore, this meire is referring to standing up for the rov. So what does that tell you? That this whole pasuk is talking about a person who doesn't stand up for his teacher. He gets these punishments that no good will come from bad, and he won't live long, and he will, and that's about him forgetting his Torah, that the it'll just come and go like in one and out the other. Means to fear Hashem is not unique to standing up for a chacham. There's also a couple of other places in Torah where it says the expression v'yoreisam alekecha. Number one, ve'ema meiras ribis. Number one is that it says that interest. It says don't take interest when you lend money to somebody. Don't take interest v'yoreisam alekecha, and you should fear Hashem. And similarly, don't have false measures and false weights meiras mishkalis. When you weigh out, you sell things by the by the kilo don't have a false scales. And there it also says v'yareisa me'alekecha. So maybe that's the aveira that this pasuk's talking about for which you get those punishments. How do you know it's talking about not standing up? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Lozer, p'nei p'nei gomar. Not just v'yareisa me'alekecha, but it also has the word p'nei in it. Lifnei halekim. So the p'nei halekim goes together with the hadart of p'nei zokein, and therefore he says that that must be the one that the pasuk is talking about. Okay, so we learned yesterday, the question was, we had a father and a son, the question was, should the father stand up for the son? Now the question is all the way around. If the son is the teacher of the father, so we know the father shouldn't stand up for the, well, doesn't stand up for the son, but does the son have to stand up for the father? Yeah? Now, on the one hand, it's his father. On the other hand, he's the teacher. So should he stand up or not? Is Toshima, the Amale Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel such Rav Yehuda. Remember yesterday we learned that Rav Yehuda was teaching his father how to learn the Mishnah, Hanisrafim, and Iskolim. So that means Rav Yehuda was the teacher of his father. He knew more. He taught his father stuff. So, but Shmuel told him, Shinana kumi kameyavuch. But Shmuel told Rav Yehuda that he should stand up before his father. So even though Rav Yehuda was the teacher of his father, Rabbi Cheskel, nevertheless, Shmuel told him, you have to stand up for your father, even though you are his teacher. So the Gemara says, Nishkin Raya, because Shani Rabbi Cheskel, the Malmaisim Hava. Maybe, he was a special exception, because he did lots of good deeds. So maybe, even though Rav Yehuda was the teacher, but Rav Yecheska was a special person also, that he was a big Balmaisa. And Shmuel himself stood up before Rav Yecheska. Yeah? Not because of his lomdus, of his learning ability, but because of his good deeds. So therefore that doesn't prove that in general, a son who's a Talmud Chacham should stand up for his father, for a son who's a Rav, a teacher to stand up for the father. Ella, my kamalei is a bazoi. What was he teaching him then? Is hachi kamalei. He was teaching him zimnin de osim yachirai. Sometimes he comes behind me. Your father walks behind me. Kum at me kamei. You should stand up for him. And don't think it's a chutzpah to me if you'll stand up to your father when I'm there. Yeah, Shmuel was Rabbi Yehuda's teacher. So if you stand up for somebody else when your teacher's there, then it might be seen as being chutzpah to the teacher, that you're respecting somebody else. So Shmuel told him, don't worry about that. You stand up for your father, even if I'm in the room, and don't worry that it's insulting to me, because it's not. Okay, so the other question is, should the father stand up for the son, if the son is the rabbi? So the son, we said, should... We couldn't prove it. Yeah, we tried to prove that he should stand up for his father, but we didn't prove it. But now, what about the other way around? Should the father stand up for the son who's the teacher? Tashema to Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi, ani eni kedai la'amidi p'nei b'ni. It's not appropriate for me to stand up for my son. Ella mishum kovid beis nasi. His son was married to the daughter of the nasi, so he was his son was the chasten of Benesia. So therefore, out of respect for the position of the nasi, I stand up for my son. But otherwise, it's not appropriate for me to stand up for my son. Why is it so? Taima da ani rabbi. It's not appropriate for me to stand up for my son because I am the teacher. So therefore, it's not appropriate. Ha ihu rabbi. But if he would have been the teacher. That implies that sometimes it is appropriate for a father to stand up for his son if the son's the teacher. So the Gemara says, no, Hakikomar. Ani eni kedai lam nebni vafilahu rabbi. It's not appropriate for me to stand up for my son, even if he would be the teacher, because I'm his father. Not because I'm the teacher, but because I'm the father. Elam ishum kavod beis nasi. I'm only going to stand up for him because of the honor of the position of the nasi.
The Nasi was like
Rabban Gamliel was the Nasi of the Nasi that
appointed as the leader.
No, Rabbi Shulman Levi was in Bavel. No, this is the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Huda, the family of Rabbi Huda. Yeah, this was in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Iboy Lahu, the next question. Rachav k'mahalach dami eloi. So we said if the Chacham walks past, you have to stand up. What if the Chacham is sitting on a horse and the horse walks past? Do you have to stand up for the horse or not? Omar Abaya says Abaya, Toshima, Tome Yoshev Tachase Ilon, the din about, you have a Metzoira, this week's Parsha. A person is a Metzoira. And he's sitting under the. What does that mean? We learn from the word Moshavoy that he's metame when he's sitting in a fixed way, bekvius. So, tame yoshev tachasa ilon. If the metzayir is sitting under a tree, of tohar oimed, and the tohar person is standing up, tame that he becomes tame from he catches tuma from the metzayir. Yeah, he's under the same oil as the metzayir. But if the Tomei is sitting down and the Toher is standing up, he stays Toher. Because the Tomei is not Kavua, he's not Yoshev. If after that the Toher sits down, the person who was Toher becomes Tomei. But here's the punchline. The same thing happens if he's carrying a stone from a house that was a Mitzoira. Yeah? So what do you mean he was carrying a stone? If he was carrying the stone is standing still. It's the person carrying it who's walking. So we see it goes after the carrier, not after the carryee. Yeah? As we are, Rav Nachum and Makoyen, so Rav Nachum Makoyen said, Zaytzeh Meretz Rachav Kemahalich Tomei. It goes after the carrier, not the carryee. And therefore a person riding on the horse, if the horse is going, that means the person's going. Is Shema Mina is a Raya. So like you said, Abaya, Baruch Hashem, Abaya was consistent. And he said that even when I'm running on the horse, you have to stand up for me. Iboy Lahu, next question. Ma'al Lamin and Nevi Sefer Torah. Do you have to stand up for a Sefer Torah? Rav Chilkiya, Rav Simon, Rav Lazar, Omri, Kav HaChomer. Mibnei Lem Deha Oimdim. If you stand up for those who learn the Torah, Miponeha Loi Kol Shekein, isn't it a Kav HaChomer? How much more so for the Torah itself you have to stand up? Rabbi Loiv, Rabbi Yaakov, Zavdi, Havei Yosvi, they were sitting there, Choli fi Yosef, Shim Barabba, Vekom Mekamei, Shim Barabba walked by, they stood up for him, Omer Lahu, and he said, what are you doing standing up for me? Chada, the Atin Chakim of Anochave, first of all, you are Chachamim, and I am at best an equal, certainly not better than you, V'oid, Klum Torah Medes, Ibnei Lem Neha, and secondly, a Torah shouldn't stand up for those who learn it. You guys were in the middle of learning Torah. So you guys at the moment are Torah itself. The Torah shouldn't stand up for the person who learns Torah. It's Sava like Rabbi Lazar. So he holds the same like Rabbi Lazar. The Amar Rabbi Lazar. Ain't Tamechachem Rashay Lam Bnei Ram Neshah Shreisik B'Torah. But Tamechachem shouldn't stand up before his teacher if he's busy learning. Because learning takes precedence. And then, to finish off, Layat Allah Abaya. Abaya liked the idea of standing up. He's all over the place here. So he cursed the one who did like Rabbi Lazar. Let's stop over here and we'll catch up tomorrow.